Good evening, everybody. I'd like to welcome everyone to this extraordinary meeting of the Cabinet, which has been called to consider the Council's response to Heathrow Airport's expansion consultation. Please note that this meeting is being recorded and will be made available on the Council's public website. So please turn on your mic when speaking. Can I ask you to turn off your mobile phones or switch into silent mode? In the event of the fire alarm sounding, please follow the council officers out of the building and do not use the lift. As there are three items on the agenda tonight, all relate to the same matter, I'm proposing in the interest of an efficient meeting, we take these items together. So, turning to the agenda, item number one, members, do we have any apologies for absence? No, good, excellent, thank you very much. Are there any disclosures of interest, members? I wish to disclose that I have met at the very highest levels, both Heathrow Airport Limited and Aurora, the bidders for the Heathrow West option. But obviously I've received no benefit from that. Items 3, 4 and 5. In dealing with the consultation response, we will proceed as follows. I will firstly invite Councillor Layton as Chairman of the Overview and Scrutiny Committee to address the Cabinet on the Committee's recommendation. I will then invite Mr. Paul Jacobs, one of the petition organisers, to address us for 3 minutes on the petition. I will lastly invite comments from Cabinet members and propose the recommendations for Cabinet approval on the Council's response to Heathrow's consultation. The recommendation from the Extraordinary Overview and Scrutiny Committee held on the 3rd of September is before us in a supplementary agenda. Would Councillor Layton, as Chairman of the Overview and Scrutiny Committee, please address the Cabinet on the recommendation? Councillor Layton.
Thank you, Leader. Excuse me, sorry. I am pleased to present the Overview and Scrutiny Committee recommendations for Cabinet to consider before making its responses to the current consultation on Heathrow Airport Limited's latest proposals for expansion of Heathrow. The expansion is concerned with the delivery of the already government-approved third runway. Overview and Scrutiny is able to scrutinise matters before coming to Cabinet. Early July, the Vice-Chairman and I met with officers to decide what topics should be included in this year's committee's work programme. We discussed the Council's response to Heathrow, and my Vice-Chairman was very clear that he wished Overview and Scrutiny to scrutinise what was likely to be the most important issue Spelthorne was ever going to face. I was of the same opinion and agreed at that time that an appropriate date be determined for an extraordinary meeting specifically to consider this. The importance of Heathrow in this area is without question and is recognised throughout this authority, as at the next full council, late July, not only did the leader express his wish for scrutiny to be involved, but also two motions were received. Therefore, an extraordinary meeting was duly held last week to debate all these concerns in the round and review the council's policy stance. The results of the committee's debate are before you tonight. I endeavoured to ensure the committee was as factually well informed as possible. Officers presented the results of weeks of in-depth analysis of the proposals. The presentation was wholly factually based and clearly highlighted the key issues. The officers concerned with economic development presented the importance of Heathrow as a major local employer and for the economic well-being and vitality of the borough. The meeting was specially planned to offer the widest opportunity for the committee to hear the views of residents across the borough as expressed through their local councillors, as well as the views of the non-committee councillors. I must add here, Leader, that I was impressed by the quality of these representations, which clearly expressed the local views as received by ward councillors. An alternative proposal from Aurora's Heathrow West was also received, and committee members were, as is normal, able to question all the presentations. This demonstrates the clear benefit of referring the two motions from Council to Overview and Scrutiny. The committee had received in advance with the agenda for the meeting a 150-page document of detailed responses to the consultation on each of the component parts of expansion in order that they be informed prior to the meeting. It was clear from that document what the key issues are, and in order to manage the debate, we focused on decisions on each of these in turn. As is normal procedure, the officer team offered the committee viable options for each issue. These were shown clearly as a table, and members were also invited to add any alternatives for decision. The results are before you tonight, and certain options did have strong or unanimous support across the committee. To be fair, some opposition members were against any change from today's situation, but these were a small minority. Generally, the committee recognised that in reality, the real opportunity of the evening was to ensure the recommendation to Cabinet expressed in the strongest terms the overwhelming unacceptability of the potential impact of the current plans and HAL's preferred options, and the need for these to be amended so the well-being of our communities is protected. The community also felt the Aurora plans, as currently presented, had the potential of a more beneficial outcome and recommended that the Council explore this option more fully. To summarise, Spelthorne has in the past supported in principle the third runway due to its positive economic impact for Spelthorne and employment for our residents, but always with the caveats that environmental and noise concerns needed to be mitigated to our satisfaction and that the wider property offer zone be extended into the borough to satisfactorily recompense our residents. In March 2018, these concerns were detailed in a list of 10 demands on which the authority has worked tirelessly with HAL and other stakeholders to seek mitigation. However, the committee was dismayed that despite all efforts, not only did these demands remain unaddressed, but also that the latest unexpected proposals are potentially far worse for our communities. The recommendation expresses this, and that our future support for any proposals must be conditional on our concerns being met. Leader, I hope the Cabinet concurs with the detailed recommendations and that Spelthorne can continue to work with those responsible for delivering any future expansion to ensure the best possible outcome for our communities.
Thank you, Councillor Layton. Cabinet appreciates the work that Overview and Scrutiny has done to enable the concerns of residents to be heard and to thoroughly consider the key components of Heathrow's proposals in order to provide an input to the Council's policy stance. And can I personally say thank you very much for the effort that you and your committee put into that. I appreciate it. Okay, moving on. The Council has received a petition containing over 400 signatures, calling on the Council to engage with the Stanmore Moor and Ashford North communities and to actively oppose Heathrow's airport expansion plans. An explanatory letter from the petition organisers and the petition statement is contained within a supplement of the agenda. In accordance with the Council's petition scheme, the matter has been referred to the Cabinet for consideration. Would Paul Jacobs please now come forward to the lectern on my left to make his presentation? May I remind you that you have 3 minutes to speak on the petition. Thank you.
We thank the Council for receiving the petition. Had we gone door to door, it would have been double or triple the size given the strength of feeling on this issue. The loss of our green areas in Stanmore and Stanmore Moor and the imposition of towering car parks and a road bridge as part of the industrialisation of Stanmore is entirely unacceptable. Be it Heathrow or another operator grabbing our land, such as in Northumberland Close, or the creation of so-called reed beds for polluted water. Stanmore today is protected by significant woodland from the Otro biodiversity sites and other open land extending to the Stanmore Woods CEMEX project, itself now shrunk due to Heathrow's expansion plans. Overall, it provides a significant carbon and nitrous oxide particulate sink, possibly absorbing 40% of passing pollution, as well as being an effective noise baffle and public amenity. Moving the parking facility here will reduce the Heathrow boundary to two canalised rivers and some token trees, resulting in an ineffective pollution and noise barrier. The car park itself will be a major new pollution emitting source, as will the third runway. Pollution is known to cause respiratory, circulatory and heart disease, a major cause of miscarriage and a contributor to lower IQs and attainments in education. Pollution and noise also contributes to mental illness. Why would we wish this on our communities? Rather than removing woodland, we should increase tree density and entirely rewood the land between Oaks Road and the A3044 and create a massive new tree plantation on the open land north of Stanwell Moor Village and Halton Road to soak up pollution. As someone who walks with my family in the Oaks Road biodiversity site, I can attest how the noise and smell of pollution increases exponentially on reaching the last two lines of trees. Loss of this habitat will be devastating both for humans and wildlife. Construction sites in the community areas will bring further misery, appalling noise and pollution, with all day long frequent lorry movements, and must be opposed. Diversions of roads and river channels have not been adequately thought through. Nuisance parking by Heathrow workers, holiday makers and taxis has not been addressed, nor has oversized lorries travelling and speeding on narrow roads. Heathrow's Southern Railway is of little benefit to the people of Stanwell, whereas a smart tram system from Heathrow to Staines and potentially beyond could be of significant community benefit. The wider property office zone must be extended to give options to the residents. The driver for Heathrow's land grab is the third runway. In our view, logic dictates to protect Stanwell and Stanwell Moor residents, Beltham Borough Council must not only address these issues, but also review and fully overturn its support for Heathrow expansion and the third runway. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Jacobs. You may now return to your seat. So, moving to the substantial matter before us this evening, may I begin by saying we are most grateful to the officers who have prepared the detailed draft responses, which I know have taken many hours of work to compile for reference. For reference, over 1,000 pages of documentation. Councillor Portflower, do you wish to make any comments as the portfolio holder?
Yes, please, Leader, thank you. First of all, like yourselves and the rest of the Cabinet, I wish to thank the officers, especially the Chief Executives as well, for the incredible amount of work that went into reviewing documents for consultation one and two, and holding the public meetings to share the information to our residents and communities. It's an incredible amount of work for just Con 2, but Con 1 we shouldn't forget. Thank you, Leader.
Thank you, Councillor Bortflower. Do any other members of Cabinet have any questions or comments on the content of the report, the covering letter at Appendix 2, or the updated response sheets at Appendix 3, both of which are contained in separate supplementary agendas? Councillor Atwell.
Is it okay for me to ask a question about the draft, or the Council's draft response? Mm-hmm. It's just about the Community Compensation Fund. I know that details are a bit sparse at the moment, but would it be our intention, just to ask officers, is it our intention that when the details become clear, we will apply under that grant, given that we're acceptably the most, probably the most affected by the impact?
Heather, are you able to answer?
Yes, Chairman. In terms of the Community Compensation Fund, that's, I understand it's going to be available to those boroughs adjoining who are impacted. In terms of our response, we're already saying that actually because we're the most significantly impacted, then we should have proportionally a greater share of the pie. Notwithstanding that, I mean, the way that it ordinarily works is it would be for organisations and community groups to put in for that funding. I'm not sure whether that's been worked through as to whether it's just for them or whether the council can do it as well. But that's where our community development manager would come in and provide support and assistance to those organisations to make sure that we put in appropriate bids and that we receive those, you know, the grant funding back. But as I said, at the moment, there's so little detail around it. But I can assure Cabinet that once we get the detail, you know, we will endeavour to put in as much as we can and take every opportunity to maximise the funding that we can access and achieve.
Thank you, Heather. Councillor Bourkflower.
Thank you, Leader. I'd just like to ask a question of the status of the Southern Light Railway with this position of Heathrow that we are going to commit to tonight. What is the status of that post this decision tonight?
Daniel, if you're able to answer that.
I am, and equally my colleague Heather would have equally been able to answer it, which is we have reached a point where Heathrow Airport Limited have declared us the very first innovation partner that they have, and I believe that after assessing 140 schemes to date and going through a number of assessment phases. The significance is that Heathrow Airport now wish to engage with us to assess meaningfully how our scheme could integrate with theirs. The overriding issue is that they have now sent us a draft MOU that will create the basis on which we could both look at the scheme in greater detail. We have some difficulty with some of the conditions placed in that MOU, which would, by default, oblige us to support some elements of their physical expansion plans that we are hitherto, and subject to Cabinet tonight, not in a position to do so. So the premise on which we could potentially investigate the future prospects of SLR, Southern Light Railway, is very much dependent on what comes out of tonight, and secondly, to what extent we could change some of the parameters of the Memorandum of Understanding that Heathrow are currently putting forward to us.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.
Did any other member have any? Councillor Binsky.
Thank you, Chair. Following on from the SLR, I wondered if it was to be implemented, and I think it would be a great benefit to Staines-upon-Thames if it were, whether you have any vision for it to benefit the rest of the borough, perhaps in Ashford and Stanwell at all.
The scheme for which we are going to be making a presentation to all councillors in due course has some remarkable benefits for this borough. Primarily, it would act as a catalyst to ensure that Staines-upon-Thames is genuinely a airport city, bearing in mind how close it is in proximity geographically to Heathrow Airport. It's remarkable how distant we seem to be from the airport. The critical aspect is that Heathrow will not be able to meet its modal share of public transport usage without the Southern Light Rail. That is our opinion. And with a 52-month build-out, we believe that we could have it in place in advance of the third runway being commissioned. What's important to note is that currently, under the existing modelling that has been undertaken for the light rail system, Heathrow's own model and Heathrow's own engineers have calculated that if it was in place right now for the existing two runways, 6.2% of all passengers from point to point reaching the airport would have travelled on the Southern Light Railway. And that is without any other further network integration. However, it is the plan of this authority to explore to what degree we could create a new integrated transport interchange in Staines-upon-Thames that would integrate not only with heavy rail but also with a new bus network across the borough, so that the functionality of that railway, which is quite separate to the heavy rail network, could potentially be 24 hours if absolutely necessary. So it would be autonomous, it would be driverless, and it could operate to facilitate a lot of our workers who have to access the airport around the clock, not just when heavy rail typically operates.
Thank you, Daniel. Do any other members have any questions? No? Okay, thank you very much. Historically, Spelthorne Council has supported Heathrow and the principle of a new North West runway due to the wider economic benefits it brings to the borough. In December 2016, I put forward a motion in support of the principle of expansion at Heathrow, which was agreed by the Council. The motion read, mindful of the massive positive economic impact that a vibrant and viable Heathrow has on the economy of Spelthorne, and in particular the 3,600 families who rely directly upon it for their income, this Council warmly welcomes the recent government announcement of the third runway. We are, of course, mindful of environmental and noise concerns and will work with Heathrow and other stakeholders to ensure those are mitigated. So, responding first to the petition tonight, the petition from Stanwell's Green Lungs is asking a number of bodies and organisations to, quote, actively oppose what the petitioners call the detrimental plans being put forwards by Heathrow around expansion. It is also asking for the Council to engage with the Stanwell, Stanwell Moor and Ashford North communities. Unfortunately, I am not able to speak on behalf of others, such as the Home Office, but I can speak on behalf of Spelthorne Council. I can confidently say that over the past 3 years, we have actively engaged with those communities who will be most directly affected by the expansion, as opposed to its current form. Presentations, along with question and answer sessions, have been held both here at the Council offices and in Stanwell Moor and Stanwell on a number of occasions. During the most recent Heathrow Airport expansion consultation, we issued over 7,000 leaflets to those areas most affected to raise awareness. Our Community Development Manager has been working hard with local communities to understand their concerns to feed into this Council's response. There is Council representation on the internal Heathrow Expansion Working Group to ensure community views are fed into all Council responses. We also set up our own email account so that residents could feed their comments directly into us as well as to Heathrow on their expansion plans. I'm confident that we have actively engaged with our communities and listened to what they have said. It is clear from the 173-page detailed technical response, which is on this Cabinet agenda, that the Council has a number of issues around the current proposals for an expanded Heathrow. These have been distilled into a series of 80 detailed actions that we expect Heathrow to respond to positively at a technical level. Overview and scrutiny, as you've just heard, have set out a number of high-level strategic demands. This includes those areas that the petitioners have raised around loss of green space through the creation of a southern parkway and two substantial construction sites which will be in situ for a generation. In a large number of areas, information is scant or entirely absent, which means we are not in a position to make informed judgment on a number of key issues such as transport impacts and how they affect our residents. We are not convinced that Heathrow are fully engaged with all of those affected in a meaningful and transparent way. This reflects the views that we have heard from our residents, and we will continue to make these points to Heathrow. Heathrow is an important driver economically for businesses and jobs in Spelthorne. The airport currently generates 72,000 direct jobs, with an additional 114,000 in the supply chain. It is a significant employer in the borough, with around 6.9% of the borough's total workforce working there. This increases to just over 25% Stanwell North. With expansion, the expectation is that the number of jobs will increase by around 26,800 to 99,500. These roles will require different skill sets offering careers with progression opportunities rather than simply a job. An expanded Heathrow would deliver an additional 5,000 apprenticeships. Many of these would be brand new posts. Others would include the upskilling of existing staff. We need to ensure that our residents are given a guaranteed opportunity to access these apprenticeships. We have the UK's biggest port on our doorstep. In 2017, £106 billion of UK goods travelled through Heathrow, more by value than Heathrow and Southampton combined. which is 96 million. 33% of all UK long-haul goods by value travel by Heathrow. Gatwick, by comparison, is 0.23%. Without increasing the connection to additional cities around the world, the UK may lose its place in the world as the fifth largest economy as other nations compete for markets to increase trading opportunities. The future prosperity of the UK is important to all of us. With a third runway, estimates by the Government and the Airports Commission, but benefits to passengers in the wider economy would be between 61 billion to 211 billion over 60 years. This will be crucial in helping the UK to increase its share of the market with the rest of the world beyond the EU and help maintain and create jobs as well as increasing prosperity. Locally, Spelthorne is home to major worldwide brands such as BP, Shepperton Studios, Netflix and Wood Group, amongst others. Proximity to Heathrow is undoubtedly a pull factor. These companies bring opportunities for our residents to access quality jobs. An expanded Heathrow will also give local businesses the chance to access their substantial supply chain. I entirely agree with the Overview and Scrutiny Committee's conclusion that the expansion as currently proposed is not the right one for our communities. What is not without doubt though is that Heathrow needs a third runway due to the economic benefits that it will bring. Turning now to the two other matters raised in the petition. As a council, we have clearly stated on a number of occasions that the Immigration Removal Centre must not be located within this borough. The current airport expansion consultation shows the IRC located in the London borough of Hounslow, but we understand the final location will be determined by the Home Office based on their requirements. We wrote to the Home Office last year to set out the strongest possible terms why the IRC must not be in our borough. We will continue to push to ensure that this stays the case. As regards Oakleaf Farm, Surrey County Council have currently allocated this site as one with potential for all types of waste treatment. They are not formally proposing thermal treatment, but have said that it is a possibility. As a council, we are objecting to the potential scale of use on the site. Councillors wrote to Surrey County Council at the end of their formal consultation back in March 2019, stating that the council will not accept incinerator or thermal waste treatment on this site. Councillors from the council will be appearing on the 17th and 18th and the 24th and 25th of September at the inquiry into the minerals and waste plan to ensure our objections are set out very clearly in front of the independent inspector. I therefore propose that the cabinet agrees not to take the action requested in the petition for the reasons stated. Is that seconded?
I would like to second that.
Thank you, Councillor Harmon. All in support of this decision not to act upon what is requested in the petition. Can I have a show of hands, please, just so we're clear? Thank you. That is unanimous. Thank you very much. Mr. Jacobs, thank you for taking the time to attend the meeting and explaining the concerns of Stanwell residents. Our decision will be communicated to you in writing in due course. I hope residents are reassured that we are doing all we can to make the views of our residents known to Heathrow. Before we turn to the main agenda item, I'd like to ask Heather Morgan, Group Head for Regeneration and Growth, to give an update on the detailed technical response that will be submitted to HAL. This is Appendix 3.
Thank you, Chairman. As Cabinet will be aware, we've obviously pulled together our detailed technical responses. In light of the breadth and complexity of those, we have had those reviewed by a team of external legal experts. The company is BDB Pitmans, and they specifically work with clients who are involved in development consent orders. So they have reviewed all our documentation with a view to bolstering the legal references in the document. So for argument's sake, where we are referring to the airport's national planning policy statement or other national or legal documents and policies. These will now be reviewed by officers. So this is just to bring to the Cabinet's attention that there will be some minor alterations to the the attention sheets, the 173-page document. It won't change the actions, it won't change the thrust of the documentation. All it will effectively do is bolster our response back to Heathrow by underpinning it with a legal comment. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Heather. But turning now to the Council's response to the consultation and the recommendations from Overview and Scrutiny. Over the summer, Heathrow have been consulting on their current airport expansion proposals, including their preferred master plan. This has provided some more detail around what the expansion would look like and how it would take place. However, despite the substantial volume of material produced for the consultation, there remains a wealth of information, detail and strategies that are missing or not yet available. In many cases, this will only be submitted with the application for the development consent, which is far too late. This means that we have not been able to fully assess the impact of Heathrow's current expansion proposals on the borough or our residents. Our response has therefore had to focus on what we do know, whilst at the same time highlighting the deficiencies. There is a risk that fundamental issues remain unconsidered and unresolved without the opportunity for Spelthorne and others to have meaningful engagement in this process. This would represent a flaw in Heathrow's consultation, and we intend to raise it with the Planning Inspectorate when asked for our views on the adequacy if further consultation does not occur. The Council has always been consistently clear that expansion cannot be at the expense of local communities or the environment. Cabinet do not intend to change from this stance. It is clear from the detailed technical response on the agenda this evening that our environment and our communities, and particularly Stanmore Moor and Stanmore Village, will be affected by the proposed expansion as currently proposed. We are clear that our northwest communities will be newly impacted by the expansion. Heathrow must ensure that Stanmore Moor and Stanmore Village are properly compensated by the wider property offer zone. This is one of the requirements recommended by the Overview and Scrutiny Committee, which I will shortly propose that Cabinet endorse. There is, however, an alternative proposal on the table called Heathrow West, which could potentially have a lesser impact on the borough. It could also be built within a shorter time frame, reducing the impact on our communities. This scheme is at an earlier stage of development, but as recommended by Overview and Scrutiny Committee, I agree should nevertheless be explored in more detail to see if it is a viable alternative. Despite our issues with Heathrow's current expansion proposal, it does not automatically follow that there should be an in principle objection to the creation of a new northwest runway per se. In contrast to the recommendation from Overview and Scrutiny Committee, I suggest it is important to distinguish between the principle and the detail. I therefore propose that we can only reaffirm our support for a third runway and appropriate and proportionate expansion subject to the following. 1. We endorse the 16 requirements as recommended by the Overview and Scrutiny Committee. 2. We expressly reiterate our demands that our impacted communities be properly compensated by the wider property offer zone scheme. 3. We seek to further explore the Heathrow West proposal and to ascertain if it is a viable proposition. And that we agree that the covering letter in Appendix 2 and the detailed responses as set out on the updated Appendix 3, subject to further clarification of the technical details as part of our consultation submission to Heathrow. For the benefit of members of the public here this evening, the 16 requirements recommended by Overview and Scrutiny Committee were: 1, third runway with capped growth of 740,000 air traffic movements per annum by 2040, with no early release of 25,000 air traffic movements per annum before a third runway is operational. 2, that the expansion should include Heathrow T5X and T2 only, with further consideration given to the Heathrow West scheme. 3, that any increase in car parking must be on the Northern Parkway or along Bath Road only. 4, there must be no Southern Parkway, no truck park, no HGV filling station or associated lorry movements on the Crooked Billet, and Heathrow need to move new and realigned roads further away from Stanwell Moor. 5, deliver a genuine world-class integrated compensation and mitigation package, including wider property offer zone for Stanwell Moor and part of Stanwell Village. 6, to provide enhanced multi-purpose community halls for Stanwell Moor and Stanwell Village as a positive legacy for the communities. 7, commitment to deliver 1,500 new apprenticeships for local colleges within the borough, i.e. Brooklands College in Ashford. 8, controlled parking zones for Stanwell Moor, Stanwell Village and Ashford north of the A308 and other areas as deemed appropriate by the council to be in place by the time the third runway is operational and to be funded in full by Heathrow. Number nine, Southern Light Railway to be built before the third runway is operational and for the council to work positively with Heathrow to ensure that they deliver. 10, new construction sites at CS10 or CS11, operating 24/7, 365 days a year, north of Stanwell and Stanwell Moor. 11, deliver continuous improvement and enhanced mitigation to neutralise air quality impacts to below legal limits on local communities. 12, comply with the Committee on Climate Change Furthermore Ambition Scenario in order to deliver a reduction to 30 million tonnes of CO2 in 2050. 13, deliver continuous improvement by actively and directly reducing... Let me start that again. 13, deliver continuous improvement by actively and directly reducing noise levels for aircraft and the airport using 2013 baseline. 14, night flights to be banned for 8 hours overnight except for emergencies. 15, immigration removal centre must be outside the borough. And finally, number 16, protect Stainsmore in perpetuity and ensure no changes to the river cone upstream which might have an adverse impact on the biodiversity of the SSSI. I propose that. Do we have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Borkflower. Does any member wish to make any comment? Okay, is that agreed? Agreed. Thank you very much. That was a better vote. Thank you very much. That concludes the business of this meeting, and I declare the meeting closed.